Now, that word peckerwood, folks ever use any other word?
No, I've never heard him called anything else but a peckerwood. But he can really rattle it off when he hits that old dead tree.
Would folks ever call somebody else that by that name? Say, use that word about somebody
else?
Oh,
yeah. You peckerwood.
What does that mean?
Oh, just making a fun of him, that's all. Having saying something to make a fella laugh.
So, use it to laugh just to kind of make,
just to have a good time.
When folks use that, they wouldn't mean it.
I've heard them tell fellas out on the job, well, put your brains in my peckerwood head and he'd fly back at you.
Now, Mr. you have that kind of animal that's got a black, white streak down his back. He's black.
Yeah, that's skunk.
Skunk.
He don't smell good either.
Kind of polecat, right?
He is. Yeah. I mean, if you ever get in where one can throw that stuff on you, you'll be sorry. You'll have to throw away all the clothes you got on. They'll get rid of it.
Get shit of it?
Yeah.
You can hardly ever.
You can smell them on the road where somebody run over them every once in a while.
Yeah.
You ever done that? You ever caught that odor when you're driving down the road?
Yeah. When you get that odor on, you can hardly get.
If you're the one who hits him, it's hard to get off your car. But after the other man hits him and you just drive through that odor, you can smell it. But it don't get on your car. I've seen them just trickling along through the woods. But I never did shoot one of them because I didn't want that stuff to spread out there in the woods.
Well, there's a place you got to shoot them. You're supposed to shoot them right in the back of the neck, and that paralyzes them. That way the smell can't get out on you.
You don't live long enough to throw it out, I guess.
Now, you might be riding. You might. You might be riding along in a car, and you catch an odor, and your wife might say, "Ooh, just
what is that I smell?
What is that?"
She'll have a fit. A woman knows a lot keener than a man knows. Do you know it?
Well, is that so?
Yeah.
I guess that's because most men have their nose rearranged once or twice in their life.
That's nature. Because she's going to do the cooking and the fixing. They cook her with their nose a lot. They know when something's too hot or when it's burning. And their nose are so sensitive. My wife can smell gas in here in the house. I can't bit more smell it, no. It's just fumes from the fire, but she thinks it's gas escaping. But she can't tell any difference, so I don't try.
Well, most men get their nose rearranged once in a while. I had mine, when you get a hit in the nose, you can injure it real easy. It may never be right again.
Right now, if I turn over on my right side, I can't hear out of this ear, and I can't breathe out of this side of my nose. It just plugs up when I turn over.